game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice.
He's on fire! It is impossible!
Basketball podcast. It is January 12th, 2016. I almost said 2015. It takes me at least 3 or 4 weeks to get used to a new year.
That's good. Yeah, I had somebody write a check the other day to me that said 2015.
Oh yeah. If you make fun, did you have that problem in school? I would always like, yeah, you remember you had to write the date on your paper and you always had to write, you know, 15, and I would mess it up and put the wrong year every the first few weeks.
Yeah, I'd have to ask the person next to me. It might be cheating, but you know, whatever.
What year is it? I'll tell you if you give me the answers.
It's a good trade-off.
Speaking of cheating, all right, Slim, what is worse, the NBA All-Star voting right now or the Golden Globe winners?
Well, some of those Golden Globe winners are probably going to be Oscar winners. But considering the All-Star voting is nothing more than a popularity contest.
That's true. I did see that, didn't Leo win for Revenant?
Oh, nice. I think the director won too.
Yeah, so that's, you know, that's kind of more an artsy movie than, you know, Transformers 4 or, you know.
So. Yeah, Fast and Furious 18.
Yeah, I almost made a really insensitive joke, but I'm not going to. You know, I didn't follow the Golden. Do you care about the Golden Globes that much? Do most people care about the Golden Globes?
I care about what gets nominated, I guess, just because that kind of leads into the other nomination.
I quickly skimmed through one article that was the snubs, and one of them was your show, Fargo.
Yeah, I heard.
Didn't pick up much.
No, and there's one that I was that won. I think it was Wolf Hall, I think it's called. I was told I really need to watch that show.
Wolf Hall, okay.
I think that's what it was called. Should probably look that up.
I saw Game of Thrones didn't win much, so maybe that one's fading off. I don't know. In the last season, I wasn't as big about it anyway.
No, it was okay, I guess. I mean, it's something I look forward to, that's for sure.
That's true. I mean, I'm not going to stop watching it because the last season wasn't as good as the other ones.
And I'm sure Shameless still wins nothing, which is just absurd.
Would you say that it's shameless?
It is full of shame, not less.
On today's show, we're going to recap news and notes since last Thursday, including a regime change in Brooklyn. We're going to take a look at the horrendousness that we talked about, that is the NBA All-Star voting, break it down and what changes it would make if any of the people voting played fantasy basketball, play another edition of Can We Make Slim Look Stupid, and then wrap up with previewing tonight's games with our 30-point challenge picks.
Y'all ready for this?
So, Slim, are you ready to give up on Shane Larkin?
No, I think he's the better player.
So, maybe I shouldn't ask this on air, but you know what? It's our podcast. I don't really care. Did your brother ask you before sending his trade in REL to me?
Well, I think he was probably hoping for a better game last night. You know, it's just a start.
So he told me
about it, yeah.
He did ask you, and you didn't say, no, don't send that. JB might get offended. You didn't tell him that?
No, I said something along the lines of, I don't think he's going to let him go, but, you know, couldn't hurt.
Well, it could hurt. My feelings are hurt. Anyway, in a dynasty, I was offered Donald Sloan for Zach LaVine, and that is a quick no. Anyway.
Yeah. No, if we knew that Sloan had, you know, 30-plus minutes from here on out without any issues, then, you know, he should get a pretty decent haul back for him.
Yeah, but, I mean, in a dynasty, LaVine is still, like, 20.
Yeah. He's just struggling really bad right now.
Yeah.
He did a DNP the other day, something like that? Or he just got benched in the second half.
He didn't play a whole second half. It's fine. I mean, he's a younger stash. I don't need him to go crazy. Anyway, Larkin last night, 2 of 3 from the field. Meh. But 5 points, 2 rebounds, 6 assists, and a steal. Did have 2 turnovers, but as you expected, the Spurs ran him out of the building, won by almost 30. Donald Sloan, on the other hand, 24 minutes. He started, 2 points, 5 assists, no rebounds, no steals. Got an errant block. It's going to be a pretty nasty timeshare, I think, for the next few.
Yeah, if I was betting on one, I'm betting on Larkin, though.
Oh, for
sure. And they're
going
nowhere, and if they're going to develop anybody, that's who they're going to develop.
Yep, for sure. So, if you missed it, Lionel Hollins was fired. Billy King, the GM, was, like, fired, but is going to stay there in transit. I don't know. Whatever.
Yeah, they're letting him be the janitor, I think.
The janitor?
Yeah.
The general janitor?
He's dealing with about the same amount of garbage as before, so yeah.
So, you know, we imagine the second half is going to be a lot of developing talent. They're probably going to blow some stuff up. Who is – I have an interesting thing for you. Who do you think is the most tradable asset on the Nets?
I don't think they're going to trade the two big men they just re-signed.
I don't know. I think Thaddeus Young could bring back a lot.
Yeah, he's not old.
Let's go to – is it Spo Track, Spot Track, Spotter Rack?
They just gave him a new deal, though.
I know, but it wasn't for incredibly much. A team will pick up that deal.
Oh, yeah, well, it's $12 million for the next 4 years.
4 years, $54 million? Do you realize that that's like a Robin Lopez contract?
I think it's more than somebody on the Pacers.
It's more than Montellus. No, I was going to go there, but I didn't know if that joke was still there. But it is. I'm glad you remembered it.
Apparently it is.
It's half as...
take a little hiatus for 2 months, but...
I know. And Montellus is looking better.
Yep, he's got the assists up.
Yep. He's...
turnovers have gone up with it, though.
Yeah,
but
turnovers
yeah.
have been bad, but... you know, it's half as much as Enes Kanter, an all-star front runner.
Yeah, he's 10th in Western Conference front court. Yeah,
we'll get into that later.
Should he be behind Kobe? I don't know.
So yeah, I mean, I think that's a deal that a team wouldn't mind. It's not a ton, and with caps expanding, if you're in a really deep league and you want an upside stash, I think Thomas Robinson's really interesting.
Yeah, I think Willie Reed is better.
No.
To be unleashed. I think he's a better rebounder. He's a much better shot blocker.
Shot blocker, maybe. Rebounder. Robinson's had some crazy rebound games.
Yeah, and Willie Reed just hasn't had the opportunity, the minutes yet. I mean, he was a big-time rebounder in the D-League. Just off the top of my head, I'm pretty sure he was about a 12-rebound, 4-block guy in the D-League. Big numbers. And he was destroying it in the summer league. You know, he's a 25-year-old rookie. He signed for, you know, through the year. Restricted free agent next year. I think they're going to play him at some point.
Is he more of a center or more of a power forward?
It's probably more power forward, but they'll play him at both. He's not small.
Well, if they trade both Thad and Brook Lopez, they could play Robinson and Reed.
I don't think they're going to trade Thaddeus. It's not about what they can get back. It's just about the value of his current contract to them. There's really no reason for them to do that. He's not old. He's not injury prone. There's no reason for them to let him go. I don't think that's going to happen.
You think they trade Brook Lopez?
No, I don't think they do that one either. I think they probably buy out Joe Johnson.
There was a news report that said he's not looking for a buyout.
Yeah, but they're still going to do it.
Okay.
I mean, I guess they've constantly been shopping Bogdanovich, but, you know, he's so low-end, I don't think anybody's too interested.
Who would be shopping Bogdanovich?
Yeah, there's no other team in the league. I mean, maybe the Sixers, but there's almost no other team he'd even be in the rotation.
Yeah, who would be buying, I meant to say, yeah. So.
Yeah.
It's a messy team, and remember in the offseason, I was like... what are the Nets doing? They re-sign all of their boring veterans and get no one interesting, and it's just a terrible team. Ugh.
Yeah, it's they deserve their record.
Yeah. So, all right. What do you make of Aaron Gordon lately? Getting a few minutes, finally putting up a little bit better stats. Last two games, 14-5-1, hitting 6-9 from the field with 2 threes in only 23 minutes. And then double-double, 10-10 with an assist and 2 steals in 30 minutes with a 3 against the Wizards. Is he enough of a pickup again in 12ers?
I picked him up in one league, one RCL. I mean, the biggest issue is that freaking one-game schedule this week.
Yeah.
God, it's annoying.
Yeah,
but so, I had to. I couldn't pass it up. I think I saw something that said he played the last 18 minutes of that game or something like that.
And
maybe
it was
16 minutes.
It's a close game, too.
Yeah, it's close. He's really close to taking over that power forward, maybe even playing a little small forward. It's close, and I couldn't pass it up. The upside is way too great. It was just about minutes. I really felt the entire time it was just about minutes.
Yeah, and we talked about it a little bit before. He had bad games in bigger minutes before. But when you yo-yo a young player, I mean, it's going to be all over the map. Let's see, you know, he had a 6-4-2-0-0 game with 3 turnovers in 31 minutes on December 11th, you know. So, I don't know. I think if the consistent minutes, he'll be there.
Yeah, he has no idea what his role is right now. Not a clue.
I don't think Scott Skiles knows either.
Yeah, this is probably... And maybe these minutes have something to do with Alfred being down. I hope not, but maybe.
If you this is a way random tangent. If you win this this Powerball lottery, what NBA team would you want to buy?
Oh man. Well, which NBA team would I want to buy? Do I get to move them?
I don't know. That probably costs a lot of money. Once the taxes and the, yeah, you got, there's a lot of money that that you give up with taking the lump sum. I don't know. Okay, let's say you can move them.
All right, I'm buying the Lakers, move them to San Diego.
So it's like trading teams. So the Chargers move to LA, and then you take the Lakers to San Diego.
Yep.
You bought the Lakers and moved them back to Minneapolis.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Move them to St. Paul so the Twin Cities up there have a... all right, Aaron Gordon or the proverbial Terrence Jones question?
I'll take Gordon.
Yeah, me too.
I'm done with Jones until he gets traded.
It's
not like Capella's a good power forward. He really isn't.
He's a good center.
Yeah, he's a really good center. It's unfortunate. We really need Dwight Howard to go down for him to get his minutes.
Yeah. Aaron Gordon or Marcus Morris?
Well, you know, you're looking for more defensive stats from Gordon as opposed to Morris. But Morris should outscore him. You know, if we say this knee injury is no big deal and he's going to play tomorrow, then, yeah, I'll stick with Marcus.
Okay. I agree. I think that's about where he's at. So, kudos to you. I bow to you, Slim, that Anthony Davis is he's just Mr. Glass.
It's starting to look like that, as scary as that sounds. I've seen some people in the comments talking about, you know, people trying to sell them to them.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's tough. He's a tough buy right now.
Did you see the highlight of him jumping into the stands to save a loose ball? And just like leaped and went over the front row and hit a bunch of seats, and you saw the seats move. And
if there's a home game, I'm guessing they were empty seats.
I think it was a home game. There was someone in the front row, but no one in the second row. Brown needs to rein that in.
Yeah, he's really got to figure out that he needs to be calm a little bit more to stay healthy. That's kind of a veteran thing to learn, though.
So this is going to be really hard to do, but top 5 picks next year. 1 is Curry.
Yeah.
2 is ?
Oh, Durant.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Got to be Durant. Three is Harden?
Yeah, I'm still taking Harden.
Four is maybe Kawhi?
Not in my builds.
Four is obviously Paul George for you.
Yeah, he's up there.
Just read. I poked the slim with my Monday article on Paul George.
Yeah, I called him the DeAndre Jordan of wings. Hey, it's useful in the right build.
Yeah. Is four still Brown then? What about Westbrook? Or Draymond Green even?
Yeah, Draymond is definitely in the running. You know, so is Jimmy Butler. I like what he's been doing recently. He's really been bringing those assist numbers up.
How is Jimmy Butler in the conversation that Kawhi isn't?
It's the assists. Butler is giving point guard level assists the past 10 days or so, 10 games or so.
Yeah, but
it's been 6+, like, every game. Well, he had one dud, like, Sunday. But it's been a lot of assists going on there, which Kawhi is, you know, he's still a wing.
And Kawhi's at half the turnovers, though.
Yeah, yeah.
More rebounds, more threes, double the threes. And Jimmy Butler is shooting 45% this year. I guess that seems about right. Kawhi's at like 50-something.
Yeah, Butler gives you more volume to the free throws, so he's going to help more there. Steals and blocks are probably a push.
Yeah, Kawhi will beat him by a good bit in steals. Not a good bit, but enough steals.
Yeah, Jimmy's no slouch. I don't know. I just feel like he's getting more control of the offense. It's less Rose with the ball, more Butler with the ball.
I think Kawhi and Butler are like 1A, 1B at awesome wings or whatever.
Okay, but they're both behind Draymond, right? He's so good.
So hard. Yeah, probably. Yeah. Anyway, so where does Brow fit in this whole mix is where I meant to drive the conversation there.
Yeah, I'll go with that 4-6 range.
Man.
I'm not going to like it, though. I'm going to hope I don't get him.
Yeah. It's disappointing. You want to know who has the same amount of blocks the last 30 days as Brow?
Probably Goose.
Pau Gasol.
Oh, all right.
So... anyway, disappointing stuff there. Also disappointing, what do you make of Will Barton dropping off? I know we've talked about it a couple times with, you know, Gallo back and now with Moutier back, but...
Yep. Hey, don't sleep on Nurkic taking all those shots either.
That's true. So what do you make the Nuggets right now?
Well, I really like what they're doing for the future.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
And, you know, Jokic and Nurkic actually play a little bit together these past couple games.
Yeah, I remember you talked about that last show or maybe the one before.
Yeah, I think that's a killer combination in, you know, a couple years.
Yeah.
I mean, they're like, what, 20 and 21, something like that?
Mm-hmm.
They're both really skilled players. I mean, what, Jokic had 9 assists the other day?
Yeah, I saw that. And, you know, Moutier for, you know, how... whatever you want to say about his game, he was able to come back. He played a ton of minutes his first game back. Did you see that?
Yeah. I don't think the stat line was particularly pretty. You know, you got the 2% and the turnovers as usual.
Yeah. How many minutes was it again? 39 minutes. Man. 11, 4, and 6. So 2 steals, a block, 4 turnovers. Shot 5 of 15.
Yeah, I don't. I think this fall off in Barton is kind of foreseen.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be this bad. You know, quite this bad, but he's still in that top 75-ish range.
Really? Because I had to give a lot of people in comments asking for moves and stuff, and actually I had to tell someone to drop him. It was between Barton and Bazemore.
Okay, that sounds like a really shallow league.
Yeah, it was a shallow. It wasn't like, should I keep Will Barton or who's someone that's terrible, Bojanovic? It was, you know, Barton and Bazemore and then two players that were easily better. But I was like, Bazemore's playing better. The minutes are more assured.
Yeah, absolutely. But Bazemore shouldn't have been dropped or anything.
No. I mean, I think these were his bottom four and someone was coming off the IR.
Okay, so we'll just take, for the sake of argument, would you trade Barton for Bazemore?
Sure.
That's a lot tougher. I guess I probably would.
Yeah.
But I think Bazemore's in that range, too.
Okay, well, that's true. I think Barton's falling more into the 7,500 range now.
Man, Bazemore's lines are so nice.
Yeah, yeah. I know that's kind of like a tough comparison because Bazemore's been so good, but yeah.
They're pretty similar players, though, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, they kind of are. I mean, Barton has maybe more upside in any one particular game. But, man, hasn't played 30 minutes the last four. Shot well under, 33% or worse the past four games. You know,
I think it's a good time to send out a buy low. I'd still want him on my 12-er.
Yeah, I mean, of course I'd want him. He's a must-own. But I don't know what I'd give up. No steals, no blocks the last four. 6 assists to 7 turnovers the last four. It's not been very good. I don't know. Yep. I kind of get the feeling that he's just a completely different player when he's the engine versus, you know, not consistently doing everything.
Yeah, he probably doesn't do very much when the ball's not in his hands.
Yeah. So.
I think it'll be okay. I'm not panicking.
Okay.
I don't think it'll be what it was without another injury. But it'll be good enough.
All right. What do you make of Nurkic now in redraft? So after the big game last week against the Wolves, where he went 15-10, two kind of ho-hum games, 6-6, 7-7, a block in each. You know, took 8 and then 9 shots and 18 and then 14 minutes, but 18 and 14 minutes is not enough to consistently hold.
No, and I think probably in about 20 minutes is where he'll finish. You know, probably finish about 8-8, maybe 10-8 with a block, maybe a block and a half. But I don't see it getting any better than that. I don't think they're going to give him the minutes. They don't need to.
Yeah.
Last thing they want is for him to re-injure that knee.
Oh, yeah. If he so much as, you know, has a knee-to-knee in a game, he's not playing for a while.
Yeah. I mean, I have him in an RCL. I'm not going to drop him or anything. I still have hopes, but I got to be realistic with those hopes.
Yeah, I have him in an RCL or two as well. I'm still holding, but those are limited moves. And if you're in unlimited moves, you're playing 7 days of a center versus 4 days of Nurk.
Yeah. If that's how that's working, yeah. Yeah, I don't think he's going to be, you know, must own, must keep at any point this year. I just don't really see it. It's not impossible, though. I mean, I could be wrong. There's a very good chance. Well, not a very good chance, but there's a chance that during the playoffs, he's a 30-minute guy.
That's true. And
I think last year when he got his minutes, like, you know, he was good off the bench. They gave him minutes before he got hurt. I mean, he was, you know, top 30, top 40 player during that time.
Yeah, yeah.
That stretch was ridiculous.
That's true. If you're in a catbird seat, which I think is the right phrase, then, yeah, you can did I say what? What is the phrase? Catbird seat? That's not right, is it?
What's a catbird?
I don't know. I don't know where that came from. It's early.
Well, it's actually a thing.
Yeah, I was right. As soon as I said it, I was like, wait a minute. What's a catbird seat? Used to describe an enviable position. Hey, look at me. I feel smart now. So yeah, if you're in the catbird seat, then yeah, have Nurk stash him and hope he gets that expansion as you get towards the playoffs.
Yep, in one league I had Nurkic and Turner on my IL spots.
Mm-hmm.
Turner didn't quite make the cut.
No, it's been disappointing because I don't feel like there was really questions with his knee until we kind of got into the year.
Well, you know, they were always talking about he had that weird running style.
They did. We really like Miles Turner. He runs a little weird, but
yeah, no, that's what they were saying. He has a weird
gait. Yeah, gait.
Yeah, so I don't know. I think they were always kind of worried about it. I think the injury concern is really what dropped him down to that. What was it, 9, 10, something like that?
That's just funny to me. We love your game. We just want you to walk and run a little different.
Yeah.
So what do you make of Zach Randolph? T-Dog. T-Dog's been awesome past couple games off the bench.
Yeah. I think he actually started the second half last game with Jeff Green hitting the bench.
Well deserved. Yeah, because he played 39 minutes, was it?
Yeah, 38 minutes.
38 minutes.
Hit a three.
Yeah, it was. I actually watched a little bit of this game. Oh man, Isaiah Thomas, my new REL love child. He was going off, but it was a shot clock running down, and he had to take a three with it about to go off and went in.
All right, yeah, it's a nice stretch. Do I trust it to continue, or do I think he's a 14-8 guy? I think he's a 14-8 guy.
Okay. Nice to see five blocks the last two games. It's easy to block the second unit, guys.
Yeah, it's much easier. You get Denver and Boston. Those aren't exactly your high-quality bigs.
Especially when D-Lee gets minutes.
Nice. Yeah.
You have to say it D-Lee and like kind of like flim the end of Lee so it kind of sounds like you're saying D-Lee.
He is a D-League guy.
There you go. And Mike Conley still not playing. Uh-oh.
Yeah. I don't know. Not really much to say about it.
Well, you should say that. Remember I said, I bow to you, Slim, for saying that that Anthony Davis is brittle. You should bow to me for saying Conley's brittle.
Oh, we'll see. He was doing so well before this.
Oh, we'll see. No, you're right. Okay. We'll see.
I've got three games out so far. How many games has Brown missed so far?
Okay, well, that's not fair. That's not, I'm not
This is one injury. I don't know. He's a man's man. He'll go out there and play.
Are you saying Brown is not a man's man?
Well, he's a little younger. I don't know if he's quite dropped yet.
Wow.
All right. Thought you were going to let that go without even a...
Wow. Okay. Well, we went there.
Did you add Mario Chalmers anywhere?
I feel like I should have and maybe wanted to, but the streaming didn't work out or something like that. I think so. In the RCLs last week, there was four teams that had Saturday Sunday games, and I filled up my moves with weekend back to backs.
Yep, me too. So, I think I used a. You know who I did stream last week? Speaking of Memphis, is Tony Allen's on a ridiculous tear?
Is he really? I didn't see that.
Oh yeah, he's playing huge minutes too.
I know he's been playing a lot more, and that's the last couple of games. No Courtney Lee.
Yep, that's it.
But Lee's back tonight, so Allen has played. Wow, yeah, ton of minutes the last seven. Yeah, he's been good. Multi steals in five of the last six. I think it goes back down though.
Yeah, it probably should. Yeah. Although Jeff Green really doesn't even deserve to be out there.
Is Jeff Green playing well?
I don't. Has he ever?
I've always ragged on Jeff Green. You know this. You know this. Yeah,
that was many years ago that he was a good player.
I always reference it. There was that one game he came off the bench, or maybe not it, but like had like four steals and six blocks and 40 points against the Heat. And I was like, oh, I can't wait to get him. And that was a bad initial REL buy.
Yikes, yeah. So Jeff Green's field goal percent in the past five, you're looking at 30%, 25, 25, 30, 18. I'd say no, he's not doing well.
All right, get the concern-o-meter back out. Hassan Whiteside had to sit last night with the knee again.
Yeah, it's the same one he tried to play through, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's concerning. They were saying it before. They were saying it swelled up on him.
Yep.
I'm worried about it, for sure.
Didn't practice, was a game-time decision, then became doubtful, but still a game-time call.
You know, I mean, that's the big thing, right? Big men and their legs. Those are always the scariest.
Yeah, and Whiteside is a big man.
Yeah, it's I'm worried about it. I wouldn't look to sell for pennies on the dollar or anything, but man, there's a lot of teams that are going to be losing blocks this week without him.
Yeah. Would you rather have Whiteside or Poison Goose rest of season?
I mean, you know, I like my goose.
I know you like your gold. I want a golden goose!
That was British, huh?
Oh, that's Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, but your accent, that was like a...
Oh, well, she's British, isn't it? Yeah. I want an Oompa Loompa now! If there's anything my high voice could do, it could do high voice British chicks.
Apparently. Man, that's bad. I bet your girlfriend, your wife, sorry, would be looking at you all crazy right now.
Oh, no, not at all. I've actually done that before. If I haven't done it with her, but like in college, if someone was like whining about something or like talking about that they want something or need something, they like go on and on. Daddy, I want an Oompa Loompa now! Oh. That movie's a classic to me.
Of course.
Anyway. Oh, right. Sorry.
What are we doing again?
I don't know. Are we doing a podcast? I forgot what's going on.
Yeah. It's basketball I keep looking at. That's right.
White side or golden goose?
I'm taking the goose.
Wow. Okay.
I know you're probably losing a little bit of blocks when Whiteside's healthy, but, you know, loving that free throw percent the goose gives. The field goal percent's not nice, but it's usually not on too many attempts, so it's not really a killer category. His turnovers had been going down before last time out. Minutes are steady. Yeah. Yeah, he's my guy.
Wow. I'm going to stick with Whiteside for a little longer, and I am a little concerned about, you know, not really, I don't want a cliche rookie wall, but just a wear down.
Okay. And the other thing about Whiteside is that people are starting to play it more, play the alley-oop more.
Yeah, that's true. More teams are doing it, so more teams are figuring out how to defend. I mean,
when somebody doesn't, he goes for 20 and 15.
Yeah. So, what do you make of Lou Williams? Have you looked at his stats? He's actually pretty much having a career year now. It helps when you have a 44-point game, though.
I've had him in an RCL for a couple weeks now.
Yeah, I think I have him in one as well.
Yeah, it's been nice. Excuse me, especially with Russell down.
Yeah, you look at his scoring is just barely below what last year's was. His free throw volume, career best. What else says his rebounds, you know, right at career best, but who cares? Steals are right there with career numbers, and it's been a really good year.
Yeah. He's getting more minutes than he may have ever gotten in his career.
09-10 was his career high in minutes. This is his second highest.
Oh, I think my computer just took a crap on me. Not literally, but emotionally. Oh, that was ghost. Oh, no, never mind.
Do we need to... We could keep going, or we could take a pause. I like that this is still going to be in the podcast, probably.
No, of course. I mean, I think we were talking right beforehand about the poop emoji, and now that's it's true. All backfired on me.
That's why you... So, yeah, Slim was like, I was looking for the poop emoji on Skype, and I was like, well, it comes on the iPad and iPhone for free. You're like, oh, there's a reason to buy Apple. Ugh, look at me, elitist.
Comes with a free piece of shit.
And now, yeah, now look at me. Everything's still working.
I know. Darn you, Bill Gates.
So while you're looking that up, is Lou Williams going to finish this strong? Or are we still worried about him losing minutes to the Clarkson-Russell bandwagon?
Yeah, I'm absolutely worried about him losing minutes. I'm also worried about him possibly getting dealt to a winning team.
Okay.
And going back to that 20-minute bench roll.
Would you trade Lude Williams for Will Barton?
Yeah, I'd take pretty much anybody in the top 75 for Lou Williams.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. And he's
kind of low end, you know. Lou is he doesn't help your field goal percent. He's you know, he doesn't really. I guess the assists have been pretty decent.
Yeah.
Never really thought of him as an assist guy, though.
They've been better lately, but it's still only 2.6 on the season.
And that's in 29 minutes. Wow.
Yeah, it's not that good.
Yeah, it's a bit Thragnoff-y. I'd take most top 75 guys for him. Yeah. I feel good about
him. He's Thragnoff with but added category of free throw volume, which is nice, which is what he was last year, and he was useful.
Yeah. Useful. Pretty similar numbers, actually.
So we had a Boban Marjanovic sighting, crowd favorite.
There's nothing you can do with it. I mean, he might get a DNP next time, or he might get a start with Duncan getting a DNP. Well, I don't think he starts, but he'll get 20 minutes if Duncan gets a DNP. There's nothing you can do with it, unless you can make a move like 5 minutes before the game time.
Oh, he's so fun to watch. That's what you can do with it. He's 7'3", listed at 290. He's so big.
Yeah. Who's that guy that the Kings brought in the end of the year last year?
The 7'6" guy?
Yeah, the guy's like 350.
Vaguely remember. I can't think of the name.
Yeah, it failed miserably.
But yeah, Boban, 13-3, got 2 blocks. Watching him and Brook Lopez, he made Brook Lopez look like a tiny person.
Okay.
Which was pretty funny.
You know, Boban's what, 27? I don't think he'll ever be a starter in this league.
No, yeah. I'm more talking.
I don't know. There's nothing you can do with it. It's fun to watch. I mean, it's fun to see, you know,
yeah,
humans versus orcs, but I don't think you can really do anything.
What do you make of Rudy Gobert's return? Do you think he's going to bounce back to the numbers we pre-ranked and thought he would get to?
Well, I'm a little worried about the free throws. I mean, what was the injury again?
Strained MCL.
Okay, so now, he probably could work on his free throws.
Yeah, 3 for 4 and then 4 for 8 the last two games. But he didn't miss from the field, 3 for 3 in both the past two games.
All right, he's blocking shots. That's the big thing.
Yeah, 4 of them 3.
No, he'll be all right. If you know that, hoping for that second round value might be pushing it at this point.
Yeah, but at least he's back and not a complete failure. What about the rebounds though? 3, 5, and 5 the last three games.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about it.
Okay. Cool.
Just, there's you know, it's too few minutes to really get into anything.
Okay. Would you send?
And maybe he might not feel comfortable on it right now.
Would you send a buy low for Gobert?
I wouldn't be against it. It's just it's going to be tough. The owner has held him for so long. I don't think he's going to be looking to sell him for a cheap price.
What about Whiteside?
So it's going to cost, that's the problem.
What about Whiteside for him?
Oh, yeah. I would take Gobert over Whiteside for sure.
Wow. Okay. I think that's something a lot of Gobert owners might do.
Yeah. They might be waiting for Whiteside to play again. But, yeah, I think you could probably pull that one off. Sure.
Okay. Anything else for you from over the weekend or last night's games?
You know, I love watching Steven Adams in these alley-oops. It's been really fun.
Anytime,
get into it.
Anytime I'm on an OKC game, I point out when Steven Adams gets a close-up and my wife is like, ugh, most disgusting thing ever. It's become a running gag.
You think there's something living in that hair then, huh?
I don't know. He's got this, like, sweaty man bun kind of coming apart with this really bad facial hair.
Oh, he's still learning. He's so young. I mean, you can't be in the NBA without some kind of strange hairdo.
He needs to go back to the short haircut and the really thick Ron Swanson mustache.
Okay. I don't know. I like the hair flying around when, you know, the arms are flying around on the dunks. I don't know. I think it's entertaining. I'm partial to the hair, though. What can I say?
Is Steven Adams a must-own in 12ers?
No, but I think it's getting better. I think he's progressing even as the year goes on. I think the attempts are going up. I think, you know, like Westbrook in that game. Was it Sunday, maybe? I'm not sure.
Yeah,
I think Sunday. Mm-hmm. The one that that Lillard went off on.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there were times where Westbrook, you could tell, he was not at all looking to shoot the ball. He was just waiting for Adams to get in the right position and make a run.
Yeah.
It was blatantly obvious they were looking for him. I think the arrow's pointing up.
I think your arrow's pointing up the way you're talking about Adams there.
Yeah, well, whenever Cantor gets the game, I'm cursing at it. God, he's so bad. He cannot cover anybody.
So, yeah, let's take a look at the All-Star voting. Thanks to commenter Ryan. Good idea for a fun little segment here. He pointed out some of the All-Star voting travesties. And, yeah, Enes Kanter, 10th in West. I don't know what the cutoffs are. I know they bring in a bunch of people, but... Kanter, 10th in All-Star voting for front court in Western Conference.
Yeah, ahead of DeAndre.
Oh, man.
Ahead of Dirk.
How is Dirk not going to make it?
Yeah, he's actually having a pretty good year.
We do all this voting for Kobe, who has more than double than Durant, who's number two. But no one's giving Dirk the fanfare.
Yeah, it's not his last year. He's going to be back. Maybe they're waiting.
That's true. Tim Duncan and Zaza would both probably make it right now.
I don't know how that works. There's got to be other voting. Please tell me it's not entirely fan voting.
I'm not sure. That's a good question. I'm not sure. I'm not a big NBA All-Star game person.
Well, hopefully they just take, like, the top two guards and the top three front court, which I don't know when small forward became front court. But hopefully they just do that, and then, then they have coaches pick or players pick or stuff like that, because this is crazy. Some of these names are – I mean, Noah is ahead of Millsap in voting. Millsap has 21,000 votes.
How is Millsap behind Damari Carroll, too?
Nice. Yeah, Zsa's got 200,000 votes and Millsap has a tenth of it. Come on.
If you're looking for something, if you have a NBA league with fans or dynasty league or something, or fans with friends, and looking for something fun to do with the All-Star game, I do for my baseball league, I do a small roto table for stats of your players in the All-Star game. So you could do something like that and have we do a mid-season payout for whoever had the best players in the All-Star game.
Wow. Okay. I would fail miserably at this because I tend to have a bunch of young guys.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's a small payout. I think it's just your dues back, but okay. But it's fun. It's a fun thing to watch, and Poison Goose might still make it.
Yeah, he plays for New York. That always helps.
Yeah, he's 9th in votes in the front court of the East.
Yeah, he's still 100,000 less than Carmelo, though.
Yeah. How about your boy Dwayne Wade having almost three times the votes as Jimmy Butler?
Yeah, he's having a really good year and he's staying healthy.
Yeah,
I can't really argue with it. I think he's an All-Star.
Okay. Oh my God. Look at the guards for the West.
Yeah, they're all better.
Well, no. The top five are five. Then here you go. He got Rondo at 6th in voting, Andre Iguodala at 7th, and then Manu Ginobili at 8th.
Yeah, and then Tony Parker. Yeah, it's a popularity contest. There's a lot of people who've never heard of Damian Lillard, apparently.
Yeah. You'd much rather watch Ginobili in the All-Star game than Lillard.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. I can't wait to see what kind of 10 minutes he can give.
Look at,
he might get an assist.
Look at 15th in voting in the Western Conference front court.
Okay. I think Harrison Barnes has played 20 games this year.
I think he's played like 10.
He's having trouble pushing Rush for that starting point, the starting small forward
he's
job.
He's still coming off the bench. good times, good
you know,
times.
I'm with this, though. If I had one person I could vote for, I'm voting for Kobe.
Yeah, I think you have to. He's by far the leading vote-getter, only guy to be over a million the last time they published results. Curry was second, but yeah, Kobe's got to be in there.
Yeah, I mean, you had that Michael Jordan moment for his last All-Star game. Maybe Kobe can do the same thing.
Yeah. So, thanks, Ryan. Thanks for the suggestion. That was fun to look at. We'll maybe bring up the final votes when whenever they get tallied and make fun of them endlessly. All right, Slim.
Mock them profusely.
Did you come up with your theme show music? Did you study?
No.
Ugh. Slim.
No.
All right, do one on the fly.
Man, you always put me on the spot.
You can do it.
Must fight temptation.
All right. Sorry. All right, here we go. You ready?
I leave as much dead air as I can for you.
All right, so this is going to be a tough one. So we'll change the game to Can Slim Look Smart, okay?
Okay.
All right, play it. These are, all right, past eight games for both players.
Okay.
Player A, 15.6 points.
Nice.
7 rebounds.
Good.
2.4 assists.
Okay.
Then the big one, 2.1 steals.
Impressive.
0.4 blocks, so half a block. Only one turnover a game. Shooting 54% from the field, including 1.9 threes a game.
It's a lot of threes.
Yep.
Okay. That's a heck of a stat line.
Yep.
I mean, it's almost what Tony Allen's been doing.
No, it's higher in than Allen.
Okay. That's a good start.
Okay. So, in comparison, player B, 19.1 points. So, 3.5 more points a game. 6 rebounds, a rebound less. 2.0 assists, comparable. 1.5 steals, a little less. 0.4 blocks, the exact same. Shooting 55% from the field, a smidge better, with 1.9 threes a game as well, the exact same.
Okay, these are two guys on absolute tears right now.
Yep.
All right. Yeah, I don't pay that close of attention. I couldn't tell you who's really been doing that good. I mean, KCP could be one of them.
No, not KCP. The rebounds are high for both.
Okay.
Yep, 7 and 6.
Are they both starting small forwards?
Ah, yes, there you go. On the right track. That is true.
Those threes throw me off. I was thinking maybe it could have been Wiggins, but because I know his steals have been up.
Yeah, they have, but no, it's not quite Wiggins. He's also not shooting almost 55% like both these guys are.
Yeah. Let's see. Anybody for Phoenix doing good? No, I doubt it.
Not that good. All right, so I'll help with hints. Player A is in the East. Player B is in the West.
Okay, B's the scorer.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And somebody I would expect to be scoring that much?
Yeah. All right, I'll give you more hint. Player A is the shocking one versus player B is the elite guy.
Okay. I mean, it could be Clay.
No.
Might be shooting more than 1.9 threes per game, though.
Yeah, well, it's making 1.9 threes a game.
Yeah, that's what I mean. But
yeah. So,
huh? No, it's not Kawhi.
It is Kawhi.
Oh, only 1.5 steals for Kawhi?
Yeah, last 8 games the steals have been a little bit down. 2-1-2-0-2-2-2-1. No elite games there.
Okay, and the blocks are down to a half, huh?
Yep, just the last 8 here. The defensive stats have been down a tiny bit.
Okay. Yeah, that's about what we'd expect, I guess.
Okay. Now, will you?
I mean, I think it is kind of wearing on him that all the usage he's had this year.
Yeah.
But these blowouts, I'm looking at the stat line, the game log, and there's occasional under 30-minute games.
Yeah, 2 in the last 8 have been under 30 minutes. 3 in the past 8. Never mind. Wow. Yeah, didn't play 30
blowouts.
Minutes. Yeah.
It happens.
So will you admit that player A has been comparable to Kawhi?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
What's the free throws real quick?
Kawhi was at 3.5 for 3.9 at 90%. Yeah, this is where player A isn't touched that. 1.3 for 1.8. It's for 71.5%.
It's not like a Mirotić, is it?
No, but Mirotić has been pretty good lately. It's better, okay. Better than Mirotić, though.
Yeah, the assists makes it not be Middleton, because he's been doing way too good with that.
But the only one turnover with this stat line, plus the crazy percents, has just been ridiculous.
Yeah, I mean, it's not... Nishang is not elite, huh?
It shocked me when I saw his numbers lately. Well, I mean, I knew he's been having good games, but I didn't quite know it's been this good when you factor in percents and low turnovers and everything.
Yeah, those 2 steals.
Yeah.
That takes a lot of guys out. Oh, man, that's like the stat line I was hoping to get from Stanley.
Oh, yeah. Man, if Stanley was able to do that, people would be going nuts.
Yeah. It's not Monta. He's doing much better on the assist front.
The assist, and the turnovers would be more like 5 instead of 1.
Yeah. It's not Crowder?
No, but that's a good guess. Crowder's been great this year. But it's better than Crowder right now. I think the threes are higher. That 54% shooting on 11.5 shots a game while making 1.9 threes has been killer.
Yeah, all right. I think you got me.
All right, you ready for this? It is Sir Otto Porter.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's sans Bradley Beal.
Yeah, so that's a big part of it, of course, but I actually looked at the last 30 days, and Porter's 24th. Crowder 25th, so close there. But it's a lot better if you look at his last 8 games, because he had kind of 3 duds and then had 3 DMPs. But the last 8 have been ridiculous.
Yeah, he's a good player. This is it took 3 years, but yeah, he's I think we had him inside the top 100.
I was on the fringe there. It was right around 100th or so.
I think the only league I wound up getting him in was the my Yahoo 250.
I hope you still have him.
Oh, of course.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So didn't he start a little
hurt
slow?
A little bit.
Yeah.
I think he started off strong, had a little bit of a lull, got hurt, and then came back and was strong even when he came back. So, no, I was never looking to lose him.
Yeah, I remember we liked Porter just because the opportunity was there.
Plus this play style. They were going up tempo.
Yeah.
Which really, that's his wheelhouse.
We had him 5th overall in Fantasy Pros at right at number 100. So, there you go.
That's reasonable. I think hopefully we talk some people into drafting him.
Yep. All right, so taking a look at tonight's games, as I thought I had it up and it disappeared. Now my iPad is pooping on me, but at least I can emoji about it, Slim.
Well, I think I have an eggplant here somewhere. Let me look.
That's always a good
best emoji ever.
We know where we're going with that one. So you've got the Suns at the Pacers, Spurs playing a back-to-back, so keep an eye on your vets at Detroit, Boston at New York, Chicago at Milwaukee, OKC at Minnesota, Houston at Memphis, Cleveland at Dallas, and New Orleans at the Lakers. Wow, a lot of games for a Tuesday, rife with 30-point challenge opportunities.
Yeah, there's a few of them.
Yep. What are you watching for tonight?
Oh, man. Well, if the Spurs play everybody, I think Detroit could give them a game at home with San Antonio coming off a back-to-back.
I don't know.
They need Marcus.
Yeah.
They need Jennings. No, they don't. But he's at least been playing.
Suns at Pacers, that might be, like, the Pacers will probably win by 15, but it could be, like, a 130-115 kind of game.
Yeah, sure. I think the usual suspects will probably go off in that one.
Yeah.
And both teams want to play small. So, yeah, it's going to be an up-tempo game like crazy.
Bulls-Milwaukee should be fun. The Chicago-Milwaukee rivalry. Budding rivalry.
Really? Okay.
Well, I mean, they're close to each other. And the Cubs...
Football rivalry, right?
The Cubs-Brewers is a good one. And the Bears-Packers is a good one. And they played each other last year in the playoffs. I don't know if I said that. But yeah.
All right, well, yeah, I guess we can call that a rivalry.
Yeah, budding. I said budding rivalry. What else we got here? Zebo should get a lot of minutes against Houston. They like to play big.
Yep, that's probably going to be fine.
Yep. And Cleveland to Dallas should be good. And then the worst game ever.
Yeah.
Worst game ever played.
Oh, NBA TV picked it up too.
Oh, boo.
Well, it's the only late game. I guess they didn't have a choice.
Yeah, we're talking Pelicans, Lakers. Awful, awful stuff.
Yeah.
So you're still up 2-1 on the board. I don't think anyone got it last time, but I didn't update the master spreadsheet here. But I know we both didn't get it last time out. But who do you have for 30 points tonight?
Look at that OKC game. But both Westbrook and Durant are on that list, right?
Yep. I usually read the top 10 scorers. I dropped the ball on that one. Hold on, I'm pulling it up.
Yeah, I was watching then during that some of OKC game. I was paying attention to Cameron Payne. Man, he looks good.
Yeah. So top 10, Curry, Harden, Durant, LeBron, Cousins, Westbrook, Lillard, Paul George, Griffin. And then DeMar DeRozan makes it into the top 10, which means Brow is available. But is he is he going to play? He's still questionable right now at the time of this recording.
Yeah, if he did, the Lakers could not stop him, that's for sure.
Yeah. I don't know
I'm
if
not
I'd,
doing that.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd risk it.
You know, Knight could do it.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably pretty much every game has somebody that could.
Yeah.
And well, you can go first. I think I've gone first past couple.
No, that's not true. I went first last time.
I mean, Jimmy Butler seems obvious.
Yeah.
Did they play last night? They played last night. I'll stay away from it.
22 points a game is 12th right now for Butler.
Kawhi could go off. Got a little bit of extra rest yesterday.
Yeah, I feel like he's only scored 30 like once or twice this year, though.
He's always, yeah, he's just crazy consistent.
Yeah, always in that 20 range.
All right, I'll take your guy. Give me Isaiah.
Oh, that's what I was thinking I'd do.
But give me the opportunity to go first.
I know, but I was hesitant. That's what you get when you hesitate.
Yeah, it's that Calderon defense.
Yeah.
Can't pass that up.
I almost want to stick with my guy and Brandon Knight, but thinking about it. Man, this is a tough one. I don't think Wiggins will do it. I don't think Randolph will play enough. How about alright, I'm gonna go off the radar here. I just have a feeling. I don't know why. My eye went to it. I'm going for it. I'm going Wesley Matthews.
Interesting. Okay. If they're going to be close, he's going to have to drain a bunch of threes.
Yeah, exactly. I think they're going to try to take a ton of threes to keep up with the Cavs. So.
Yeah. What, Schumpert starting now?
Yeah. Yeah. It's not the – well, but they might have J.R. Smith on him for some of that too.
So what's the news on – what's his name? Williams. I'm sure he has a first name.
Darren Williams?
No. The guy for Cleveland who started the year at point guard.
Oh, Mo Williams. Yeah, he had a partially torn something in his thumb, I think.
All right. Guess his year is pretty much done, at least for us. His fantasy year is pretty much
no,
done.
No, they're saying he could eventually be back in the rotation, but he has a partially torn ligament in his thumb. So I guess he's going to play through it.
All right, I wouldn't be betting on anything more than 24 minutes, though.
Yeah. The thumb will take 6 weeks to fully heal, but he's going to continue playing.
Well, he's going to continue sitting on the bench, one of the two things.
Yeah, maybe that's bad for him. Maybe he's a thumb twiddler, and that's
oh, no.
Wearing out his thumbs. Or maybe the Cavs team plane or team bus keeps forgetting him, so he has to hitchhike because, you know, everyone forgets he's there.
Oh, man. That's, you can't hurt your hitchhiking thumb. It's not right.
So there you have it. There's our picks for tonight. As always, you can submit your picks on this podcast post. Just shoot them in the comments. We're tracking the commenters. I need to go back and look, but I think the commenters still have five, with five different commenters each having one apiece. Slim, you're in the lead 2-1, but here comes Wesley Matthews. I'm going to tie you up tonight. So, thanks, everyone, for listening. Thanks to the Fantasy Sports Network listeners for checking us out. And Slim, have yourself a good evening.
All right. I'm going to go vote for Steven Adams right now.
Yeah, just start throwing off all the NBA votes right
see
there.
See if I can do it 100,000 times and have them pass friggin' Cantor. You just got to pass Cantor. That's all I care about.
And do the same for Millsap for me. That's a travesty. Yeah.
Oh, so wrong.
Travesty. All right, man. Take it easy. We'll be back Thursday.
Yes, sir.